So the Olympic Games in Rio have offered us a few surprises, such as really quite terrifying muggings from people dressed as police, unusual colours for pools, but also one of the great winners has been the renewed interest in the traditional Chinese kind of art of cupping. What's it all about? Well, I'm being joined by Master Yunkyo Wang from the Live Well Clinic. He's a practitioner of many different Chinese traditional medicines. And he's going to tell us a little bit more about cupping. Good morning, Master Wang.
Good morning, everyone.
Now, tell me a little bit, what actually is cupping? How does it work?
Yes, cupping is in China is more than 2,000-year history. Every family for the understand the cupping, how to fix the body, the muscle, muscle pain, headache, stomach pain. But usually, my students use the cupping often after Kung Fu training. They can tell everyone for how to feel. Hi, Pepelo, can you tell everyone how to feel after cupping?
How to feel after cupping? Okay, so, I mean, why are the athletes so into it at the moment?
Hello, I'm a senior student of Master Wang. He's asked me to just explain how I feel after cupping.
Okay.
Hi. Yeah, so just after Kung Fu, you know, we do cupping, you feel relaxed. It helps the joints.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so that's what the kind of interest from athletes is, do we think?
I think so, yeah.
All right. So what about the kind of, like, aside from that kind of relaxation and health benefits, are there side effects that people can be worried about?
No, not really. There's not many side effects. There can be some bruising after the cupping. That's apart from that, that's all.
Now, I understand that there's two different types, dry and wet cupping.
Yeah.
So what's the difference between the two?
Dry cupping, if you saw Michael Phelps after the swim, he's had dry cupping. So what it is they just apply the cup and it sucks up the skin.
Right.
And after the cupping, it performs, it leaves some slight bruising. In wet cupping, what they do is they put the cups on, they suck up the skin, they leave it there for about 3 minutes, and then you take the cup off, you make slight incisions over where the cup was, over okay. the area, and then you put the cup back on and it just extracts a little bit of blood.
And what's that doing if we're taking a little bit of blood out?
It performs like a detoxifying sort of effect on the body and on that local area.
Right. And you're saying that after, because I know Master Wang's also a Kung Fu master, you're saying that you do a little bit of that after training.
Yeah, sometimes when we feel like tired or sore, it has a good effect.
And what sort of timing? So say Michael Phelps obviously was the kind of famous example. I mean, when he got it done, would that have been just before going into the pool? Or is there sort of, do you want it done a little bit earlier?
I'd say he would have done it, I can't tell you when he maybe a few days before. It doesn't have to be done straight before the swim, if you understand what I mean.
No, I do.
Yeah.
So, all right. And there's a lot of people practicing this around Sydney, I'm guessing.
Yeah, there are a few, I think. I couldn't tell you how many there are or who they are, but yeah, it's a traditional Chinese medicine sort of technique that's used. It's one of the techniques, apart from acupuncture and herbal medicine. So other traditional Chinese practitioners use cupping. I think in other cultures it's also used. It's not specifically Chinese as well.
All right.
Yeah.
Fascinating stuff. Can you thank Master Wang for us? And a big thank you to you as well.
Okay, no problem.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Yes, that was Master Yunkyo Wang from the Live Well Clinic, as well as one of his students, just helping out with a bit of information there. Interesting stuff. You know, you see a lot of different techniques, especially when it comes to Olympic-grade athletes. Obviously, their bodies are put through an incredible amount of turmoil. Not sure about that wet cupping, detoxification. I'm not sure how comfortable I am with the idea of being bled. That's probably just me. Anyone can do exactly what they feel like, of course.